it's time to talk seriously about the rugby league and, of course, the World Cup possibilities for the Kiwis, who were confirmed yesterday by Michael Maguire, their coach. And on paper, it looks a very, very powerful squad. And to run his opinion out of it, I think it's probably apt that we get Bluey McLennan on, ex-Kiwis coach, of course, himself coached the Kiwis for 22 games, but coached extensively around the world in all sorts of leagues as well. So, Bluey, it's a big welcome to the show for you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, not a problem, Smithy. Thank you, mate.
Hey, listen, before we get on to the Kiwis, I'd love your estimation of what you thought of Penrith and just how complete they were in that performance and just where you rate them in terms of overall NRL squads.
Oh, become one of the great squads of all time, really, in the NRL. That was outstanding. They were so dominant, and, you know, they have been for 3 years now. Even the first one they made, grand final they made, and they lost to Melbourne Storm, there wasn't a lot in that. Melbourne Storm jumped off to an early lead, and Penrith still nearly run them down. And last year was a bit tougher, but this year that was, like you said, complete. That was an outstanding performance. They were so dominant. Geez, they were on a mission for sure, and what a team. And the scary part is they're actually a young squad. There's more to come. It's scary for all the opponents in the NRL.
It certainly is. I don't think any clubs ever, in fact, I know they have never won all four competitions, and that is just a sign of things to come, as you say, Blurry. Right, let's get on to this Kiwi squad that was named yesterday, and a lot of people are regarding it, and a lot of people across the Tasman are regarding this side as the favourites for the World Cup. Before we go individually into it, is that how you see them?
Look, it's a real good squad. I wouldn't say favourites. Australia would be the favourites, and they always will be, such as just how I saw rugby league is set up on the eastern seaboard there. But it's a good Kiwi squad. But look, I think it's going to be an outstanding World Cup. I mean, Australia are going to be really good. Tonga, my God, they are going to be outstanding over there too. But love this Kiwi squad. I think Maguire's nailed it. I think they've picked the right players, and it's going to be a very strong Kiwi squad over there in England.
Right, let's on that basis, I would imagine then you don't really think there are too many players who are unlucky to miss out, or are they unlucky because there's just not room because of the quality?
Mostly because of the quality. I think the halves have picked themselves. I think Dylan Brown has just progressed so well there at Parramatta. It was very difficult for him in the grand final because they weren't able to get any momentum for him to jump off the back of. Jerome Hughes has been outstanding. He just keeps getting better and better. And they've got an experienced campaigner in Foran there who, plays very straight, tough defensively. But I expect Dylan Brown and Hughes to be the main halves. And they have the experience of Foran to be in the squad there to help those two along. I think, they're very solid in the halves.
So Foran over Johnson, probably if you're looking at that experience bracket in the background, Foran got the nod?
Yes, 100%. I think they've got it right. I think up in those conditions in England where it's, it's going to be cold and slippery, you want somebody, a half that's going to play really straight and be good defensively and have a, sort of that tough-minded mindset, and I think that's foreign. But, I think Dylan Brown and Jerome Hughes are the main starters anyway.
Right. Jared Wairarea-Hargraves joins it for just a bit of edge up front, and this will be his third World Cup.
Yeah, that's a great achievement for Jared. He's the big dog at the Roosters. and he'll go along. But look, whether he gets into the main test matches or not, I really don't know. For me, Fisher Harris and Moses Leota, they're the starting front rowers, easily. What they did, Smitty, in the grand final was as dominant a props performances I've seen in any grand final. Regan Campbell, Gillard, and Junior Paulo are the Parramatta props. They took it to them and overpowered them. It was ferocious. When you're in any contact sport, if you can win in the middle, it makes it so much easier for your halves to play and for your edges, your outside backs to get in on the front foot, and that's always provided in the middle of the park. And Fisher Harris and Leota, geez, they were outstanding. And and then for the backup props, you got Jesse Bromwich, Sofa Solomona, who's really started to find his form and aggression. So I think the Kiwis are really well served in the middle of the park, and they have Jared over there on the third World Cup. That's an outstanding achievement. He brings that tough edge as well. So, gee, there's competition, for the big boppers in the middle, and over in those type of conditions in England, that's what you want.
So who completes the starting pack? Brandon Smith for you up front?
Oh, yeah. And then the good thing about Brandon is he's really solid and hard to tackle, and he's ferocious in defence. I think it's nice to see Jeremy Marshall-King over there. I don't think Brandon's going to be able to run out an 80 minutes. He's not really conditioned to that. And you've got to think of the long course of the tournament as well. So it gives Jeremy a good chance of the backup and play some minutes. So I'd imagine he'd be the 14. But Brandon, he's hellfire, isn't he? And he'll complement that middle, And in the middle, the lock, the 13, he joins in with the props, and no doubt that'll be Joseph Tarpany, who's another player who's extremely hard to tackle. So that's the strength of the Kiwis, Smithy, there's a ferociousness about the style of players. Fisher Harris and Leota just named, and Brandon Smith's really rugged, and you're throwing Tarpany, who's hard to tackle, and he's really aggressive. And I think our Kiwi teams that have done well over the years, over the decades, the aggressive nature of them has underpinned their performance. And whenever we have a Kiwi team that's out there really belting and with discipline, like you've got to be ruthless, not reckless. But Kiwi teams that are those ruthless type Kiwi teams that maintain discipline, they're the teams that go well for us.
Let's look at the X factor that we're going to need, because if these guys can set up that platform in the middle, we're going to have X factor. You confident we've got X factor out wide?
Yeah, I am, particularly with Joseph Manu, Smithy. He's another player that's really hard to tackle. Jeez, we should be playing bull rush over there. We'd win it easy. But they, he's another, outstanding player that can, jump around. I think Peter Hiku will get one of the centre spots. He's got a lot of footwork, offload ability. Rapana, one of the wingers, he's another player that's tall and really difficult to contain. Mulatalo will probably be one of the other ones. He'd be fighting it out with Watani Zelizniak. I think that's going to, they're all players that are difficult to tackle. They're just going to have to get their defensive edge on. I think Chance Nicole Klokstad's a really good inclusion, because he's a fullback, but he can jump around and play a few different positions. So he's going to be, pretty important on tour. So I think just going through it, they've really you know, they've got a good squad. Their edges, their back rows, Nakora, Kenny Bromwich, Nuakori, Papali'i, you know, both those players were with Parramatta, played in the grand final. So, yeah, it's a very solid Kiwi squad.
The thing is, though, Bluey, as you well know, as a coach that have had to bring squads together in perhaps a short period of time as well, you've got to get these guys to play together as a unit, and that is the challenge that Michael Maguire's got. Now, if we look at their early pool play, they're unlikely to be very tested against Lebanon, Jamaica and Ireland. So how does he go about getting them to the point where when it gets really serious on any given day, they are ready?
Yeah, the pools are a bit weaker in the lead-up, so it's in your training. And so hopefully they've got good training facilities, because this time of year up in England, it's difficult to get good fields. So hopefully they've got all that sorted, and I'm sure they have. And with Maguire, you know, he's been at Wigan, and he's coached over there for 2-3 seasons, so he's got experience of that. So I'm sure they'll have, you know, they'll have crossed the T's and dot their I's in terms of facilities and getting ready. With Kiwi teams, Smithy, and in general, they, you know, on average, generally they get better as tournaments go on. So they'll get very close, and the Kiwi boys in general, they love being in camp. You know, every time I was ever involved in a Kiwi team, whether assistant coach or coaching, I always, you know, I always marvelled and just respected how much the players loved being with each other. And I imagine that was the same for you with your teams, mate. And, you know, Kiwi boys, when they get together, they've got the same, you know, it's the same culture, they have the same kind of humour, they just love being together. So I think that's one of the main reasons why they'll get better as the tournament progresses.
As you say, in your opinion, Australia are the favourites, and the way I look at it too, if you're Mal Meninga, and you can leave out the Dally M winner and Player of the Year and Nico Hines, you can leave out Dylan Edwards, who we saw how brilliant he was the other night, Clive Churchill medal winner, Damien Cook and others. It's just a bit of foxing, isn't it? It's a bit of tongue-in-cheek stuff, that from Mal Meninga, surely.
You know, you've highlighted it beautifully there. To be able to leave those players out, you know, that just speaks volumes of the strength of the Australian side. And it's been that way, you know, for decades. They'll always be the favourites, but you can beat them on the day. And we've done that once before in 2008. England weren't too far away from them in the last World Cup. You know, they will be very, very difficult. But I reckon in the cold, the dewy, slippery ground, it's going to be pretty ferocious there in the middle, and that gives us a chance. You know, we need to make it a really physical contest. And the other team, Smithy, that comes right into it is the Tongan team. Now, they are powerful. Beautiful athletes led by Jason Tomalolo. Christian Wolf, the coach of that team, is, you know, if you look over the last 4 years, no team has progressed as much as Tonga. And he's got experience. He's just coached his third grand final win in a row over in England. So they're going to be a handful too. And Samoa are going to be a better side. You know, they've got a better team to pick from, but they'll be in the early stages of their rebuild. But Tonga, they are a real genuine chance of winning a World Cup.
On that side of the draw, then, that makes it very interesting for England, because if Samoa can galvanise earlier, Tonga are there as well. England will be under a lot of pressure at home.
They will be, Smithy, and I'll say it here now. I can't see them getting through. I can't see them getting on to win a World Cup. From what I've seen, watching some of the Super League games, no, I'm not sure if Samoa will be ready to beat them just yet. But Tonga, the Kiwis and Australia will, without a doubt.
Bluey, I've just got a text in, actually. One of our texters has come in and said, I think foreign will be in the 14. Will be the 14. Would you put on your match day 14, would foreign be in that group?
Yeah, that's a good text, and that's that's entirely feasible. It is. He could possibly play out of there. And that'll be something that they'll look at through the pool rounds and have a look and give Jeremy a shot and Kieran Foran. That's an option that would work. I think Maguire has played foreign out of dummy half once before. But he's not his best position is 5'8". I'd give Jeremy Smith a good shot at it. I think Jeremy Smith's turning into a really good player. He's going to go up the Redcliffe Dolphins next year with Wayne Bennett, so he'll only get better. I think he's very underrated, Jeremy Smith. He's been playing in a club that's been struggling, but he's always held his head up high, and I say he'll progress really nicely over there.
Bluey, just one of the other idiosyncrasies, and you know this very well, being an experienced coach up there, is the nature of British football grounds. You've talked about the fact that they are slippery, it's going to be cold up there, etc., but they generally have narrower dead ball line areas, so that the kicking game then becomes a massive priority, and that's where a guy like Nathan Cleary becomes such a valuable asset with that spiral kick he's got, etc., his accuracy of kicking. That will be a factor, I feel, in the World Cup.
Yeah, kicking game's always really important and where you place your kicks. The in-goals are very, very small. Generally, you're better for a cross kick than trying to grubber it through and land it in the in-goal. Nathan Cleary, well, he's in a fight out with Daly Cherry-Evans to be in the side, so which shows you the strength of the Australians. But I think, the other thing to be aware of in those conditions up there are the sidelines. You want to, try and stay away from the sidelines where you can, because it's easy to get caught and bundled over the sidelines. The crowds are really loud and make it like that Coliseum-type atmosphere. That goes back to what I was Kiwi team. I think generally over there in England you get slower rucks. That leads to the aggression, aggressive nature of the Kiwis coming into it. So, I'd underpin everything with the old ruthless and being ruthless but not reckless mentality. I really would just, even if you're kicking early, but really being physical in defence and, sort of that controlled viciousness, if you like. That's going to be the key for the Kiwis.
Exciting time for League Bluey. Really is. On the back of the NRL, I thought it was a great spectacle, but I cannot wait for this Rugby League World Cup. I think it's going to be a real great opportunity for us in particular. So, hey, thanks for your time reviewing that for us. I hope you're well, and we'll catch up shortly.
Absolute pleasure, Smithy. Go the Kiwis.